from World Evangelism Center, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, reaching every nation with Bible salvation, it's Harvest Time! So thankful that you have tuned to Harvest Time today. In just a few moments, our Harvest Time minister, Nathaniel A. Urshan, will bring you a message from God's Word entitled, The Matter of Rebaptism, a fascinating subject. Why not contact a friend and ask your friend to tune to Harvest Time today? We are believing God that this service is going to be a tremendous blessing and influence in your life. There are people here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, in a town called Duncanville, Texas. We are guests of Life Tabernacle. Our host pastor is O.M. Shindall, and we are pleased beyond words that we have the privilege of greeting you in this very special Harvest Time broadcast rally. We are so happy today to have pastors and ministers and precious friends of Harvest Time who are a part of this service, the very first service of 1993. Our Harvest Time director for the state of Texas, W.E. Shiflett, is also a member of the Harvest Home Church, the golden thread of evangelism, with a special emphasis on reaching people around the world with the ministry of Harvest Time. We are grateful beyond word for people who care and give to the ministry of Harvest Time. To open the musical portion of this service today, Redeemed, a group of ladies from First United Pentecostal Church of Euless, Texas. Their pastor is Johnny Benson. Their song at this time is Finally Made It Home.
Praise Him 'cause we've been redeemed. going to have gone before. Together now forevermore. Tears all wiped away. What a happy day. Finally made it home. Tears all wiped away. What a happy day. Finally made it home.
We have something very special to talk with you about today. Two very special tapes, our latest releases from the Ministry of Harvest Time, featuring two people who mean a great deal to the entire fellowship of the United Pentecostal Church and to many Christians around the world. These are tapes by brother and sister Nathaniel A. Urshan. One is entitled, Somebody Touched Me, great songs that the Urshans have sung through the years, featuring the all-time favorite camp meeting song that has been sung literally in conventions around the world, Somebody Touched Me. And then Just Jean, wonderful songs by Sister Jean Urshan. And these tapes mean so much to people who love gospel music in its simplicity and in its beauty. Brother and Sister Urshan are tremendous blessings, and you will hear Brother Urshan preach in a very few moments. Your finance that's sent for these tapes goes also to bring the Ministry of Harvest Time to new areas. So every dollar that you contribute to the Ministry of Harvest Time is for reaching people. Our mail address is Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. The tapes are $10 each, and if you should be so impressed to send more finance to be a blessing to the cause of Jesus Christ, we urge you to do that. Also, a reminder, if you've not yet sent your Thanksgiving offering, it is not too late. We are very anxious for every dollar of your finance to be invested in reaching souls. Our mail address again is Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. Cindy Stone from the host church today, Life Tabernacle, here in Duncanville, Texas, a part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, is coming to sing for you at this time, and you will be blessed with her song, Then Came Jesus.
So lost, so blind, I could not find my way. Not knowing how I could live another day. Into my life. He took my broken heart and with His love gave a brand new start. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, because of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, because of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
And now with this message entitled, The Matter of Rebaptism, your Harvest Time Radio minister, Nathaniel A. Urshan. God bless you, Brother Urshan.
This broadcast, Harvest Time, has been dedicated to preaching the whole counsel of God. Especially do we emphasize the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you recognize also that we attach a very significant meaning to the matter of baptism. Now, through the years, it has been apparent to us that church tradition has taught different ideas about baptism. And yet the Scripture does declare that one faith, one Lord, and one baptism. There are those who sprinkle. They sprinkle when they baptize. And since scriptural baptism is of such importance, it is imperative and obvious that it should be done correctly. The question is, where did sprinkling come from? Well, if you will study church history, you recognize that it began a number of decades after the first apostolic church leaders deceased. It was adopted by the Catholic Church. There was an elder man that was dying. Prior to this man's sprinkling, the Catholic Church had actually baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus. History and other textbooks will tell you that. But because there was a need for this man to be baptized, the priest that came to him on his deathbed used the mode of sprinkling in order to give this man the opportunity of a baptism. From that time on, the Catholic Church adopted sprinkling as their mode of baptism. Now, that's very unique, but the Bible is clear on the fact that immersion must be part of baptism. If you will read your scriptures, and I say to you, read them carefully. When Jesus came down to Jordan to be baptized, you will note that Jesus went down into the water with John the Baptist. And then it said they came up out of the water. I don't think they sprinkled Jesus. They didn't need the whole Jordan River to sprinkle him. What they did was immerse him. And our great leader, the captain of our salvation, is the one who showed us the way. So by being immersed, it teaches us that baptism is immersion, and that is the correct mode when it comes to baptism. The Ethiopian eunuch, if you will read in Acts 8:39, it tells us they came up out of the water, and the Spirit of God actually took Philip out of that situation. So that when I preach to you tonight over harvest time, or today, wherever it may be, broadcast in your area, all sprinkled and Christian children should be rebaptized by and in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another unique chapter is found in Acts 19, when Paul came in contact with the disciples of John the Baptist. This is what took place, that Paul asked them the question, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" They said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? They said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, there was no controversy about it. When they heard this, they didn't have a contention and say, we've already been baptized. Notice, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Now, there are those who teach that if you have been immersed, that if you have not done it in the name of Jesus, that it is still correct. Let me help you a little bit with that. We are not here to disannul situations of experiences that people have had with God. Our task as ministers of the gospel is to preach the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and to bring to you the clear sound of what the Scripture says. So, somebody would ask me, what do you do about Matthew 28:19, where it says, go ye therefore unto all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We do what the apostles did. They were there. They heard Jesus give that clear command to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And how do you think they baptized? Acts 2:38 is the first instance that we hear the apostles using the powerful, mighty name of Jesus. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What do you do with Matthew 28:19? We do what the apostles did. If you read in Acts 8:16, it tells us that they were there in that revival that Philip had preached in Samaria. And after that revival, Peter and John came down because it said they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They laid hands on the people. And then, of course, when they laid hands on them, God wonderfully filled them with the Holy Ghost. So again, we have the impact, the identification, and the fact that the apostles interpreted Matthew 28:19 into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost as into the name of the Lord Jesus. In Acts 19:1-6, if you read what I read to you in the beginning of my message about the matter of the Apostle Paul and the baptism that he talked to with the disciples of John the Baptist, he was saying to them that the baptism of John the Baptist was unto repentance, but that he preached there was coming one after him that would baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. But note carefully that Paul followed what the apostles did, and he baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said he laid hands on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. We're not taking you out of the Bible to bring you to something that is not a truth of the Scriptures. We're talking about the great and powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that all that you do in word or deed should be done in the name of Jesus. Now, when we talk about that, we are talking about a baptism that brings to you the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. If I ask you the question, and it would be very easy for most of you to answer, especially church people, who died for you on the cross? And you'd say, Jesus. If I asked you the question, who shed his blood in your behalf? You would say, Jesus. If I asked you, what is it that washes away the sins of mankind? You'd have to agree with me, it's Jesus. And when we come face to face with the reality of the truth, that one who died for us, who shed his blood for us, who gave himself the ransom for our souls, who was the redeemer and the propitiator of our sins, his name is the name that should be spoken over you when you go down by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, those of you who refuse to be rebaptized, let me warn you, you are leaving the people in a situation of condemnation because you do not preach to them the saving power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read to you from Romans 6 and notice it, if you will. Third verse. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? When you're immersed in the name of the Lord, you actually go down and you are emulating the power of his death. But note, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. That is, the old man goes down. And then it tells us that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So when you tell people that they're not saved by baptism, you are making a very serious mistake. You are not saved unless you are baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ. And there is no other baptism but that baptism. And then notice what else Paul says to the Romans. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. So, buried with him in baptism. We come to the point where the old man of sin in our lives is destroyed by the power of the name of Jesus in immersion. Then we rise to walk in newness of life. Planted together with him. Oh, friend, I want to be planted with him. I want to be buried with him. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Ah, many of you carry burdens of sin around with you all the time. Condemnation is heavy on your heart. Your conscience strikes you because of the lack of righteousness in your life. You look for a place to salve your conscience. Some go to a confessional. Some go to some counselor. Some go to a psychiatrist. Some go to a psychologist. Let me tell you how to salve your conscience. Let me tell you how to rid you of your guilt feeling. Go to some church where the man preaches what the apostles preach. And tell that preacher, I want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. And God has promised that he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Listen to what Peter says in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby ye must be saved. If you've been baptized in any other baptism other than the baptism in Jesus' name, if you've been baptized according to Matthew 28:19, you were not baptized in the name of Jesus. You are baptized in titles that Jesus fulfills, and you need to have the redeeming, powerful, absolute name of Jesus upon you so that it'll take away your sins. There is none other name given among men. No other salvation but in the name of Jesus. Baptism is a very important part of New Testament salvation. Repentance, yes. You must repent of your sins. and then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And my God has told us that He will take those sins and cast them into the deepest sea behind His back to remember them no more. When you're baptized in the name of Jesus, you're actually cleansed by the saving blood that was shed on the cross and on Golgotha's hill for your salvation, because the name of Jesus Christ is that antidote that brings the blood against the sins of man. And I am so glad that there's power in the precious name of Jesus. Don't settle for less. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't let anybody tell you that it's not right. It is the only way to be baptized.
Harvest time.
Harvest time.
Of Harvest Time has brought you a Bible message with a clear and certain sound. A printed copy of today's outstanding gospel message is available to you if you will request it when you write to us at Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. We would be extremely pleased to hear from you this week and to know that you are attending the United Pentecostal Church near you. You'll love the atmosphere of this truth-proclaiming center in your area. Now, in behalf of our General Superintendent, Nathaniel A. Urshan, and the people of the United Pentecostal Church International, this is Hugh Rose saying, God bless you. It was great to be with you today, and we'll be looking forward to being with you